This is the Composer's Datebook for April 17th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1887, readers of the Wiener Salonblatt, a fashionable Viennese weekly arts paper, could enjoy the latest critical skirmish in the Brahms-Wagner Wars. At the close of the 19th century, traditionalist partisans of the symphonies, sonatas, and string quartets of Brahms rallied around the conservative Viennese music critic Eduard Hanslick. In the opposing camp were equally passionate admirers of the music dramas of Wagner and the symphonic tone poems of Franz Liszt, works that this group defined as the music of the future. The April 17th, 1887 edition of the Wiener Salonblatt contained a review of a chamber music program presented by the Rosé Quartet, Vienna's premier chamber ensemble. And here's what the critic had to say. "What was provided on this occasion was not to our taste. Brahms. No small dose of sleeping powder for weak nerves. Such programming reeks of lethal intent and should really be forbidden by the police." That review was written by Hugo Wolf, those days more famous as a composer than as a music critic, and regarded as one of the greatest song composers of the 19th century, after Schubert, Schumann, and Brahms. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.